I was say you both do around the country because number of kidney cases no akosho and then okay. Now I didn't know akosho. Akosho because one, uncontrolled hypertension and diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You are a diagnosis of when you diabetes, situ yare.
Yes.
And I say ni mojambroso hypertension.
Yes.
Omun for mundru and I say yen culture no. I think the concept of chronic illness in him.
In him.
Oh, so if you say BBR, say malaria, and the offer draw, that means an answer. I will say,
echo.
And you know, say to be on medication chronically, you know.
Yeah,
there. Yeah. They feel say it is not right.
Sure.
You know, so they always want to seek a solution, you know, into a corner because I was I do no 3 days. Then they decide to know or no be one baby don't check it and sugar on check it. But time obviously so nya symptoms na I say baby because uncle Drew Dabit a best say we need a best say you know we nerves, you know, obi or kind of bad you need to because of some of these things. Friends say say with kidneys or coma, you know, so many you know things like to make internal but the commonest cause of kidney failure in the environment is here uncontrolled diabetes
and
hypertension because it's to be diabetes then. But then there are also other causes. Obi also an awono with some challenge with the kidney internal challenge, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes obi wa or more on those people never know polycystic kidneys or do about age of 40 and so they begin in windy but or more they pick you up faster.
Mm-hmm.
They can be managed you know, without any problem. They can stay for quite a long
sure.
time you know
sure.
without any
sure.
but then
sure.
And of course they in draw all sorts of things like this herbal medication.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the womb.
Yeah.
And then also there are some heavy metals and also don't those chemicals not more there
mining, it's a core system, it's damage to the kidneys.
And you know,
it is on a normal, no, how many patients in a reported with kidney issues?
Okay, so at the moment, no, the court of kidney patients is about 300.
300,
yes.
Or more dialysis, so no.
More dialysis, yeah,
300.
So, but the dialysis patient, a small fraction of the kidney patients.
The kidney patients.
Once
no, okay.
start here, early stage disease, hormonal, yeah, the diet.
And I control and manage it. Okay.
And it is I then progress it to the end stage. And then no, they depend on dialysis.
In the end stage, for the year, about 300. No?
End stage, about 300.
Yeah. And at the renal unit, it may find the person.
Okay, renal unit, you know, at the moment, there were about 10 dialysis machines.
10
dialysis machines which are functioning. And you know, each patient will go on it for about 4 hours. And
okay.
They work around the clock. They have about 2 sessions every week. Into that is how the system. But then we are great to say Dr. Bernard Okoboy,
yes.
The Ministry of Health, they have come into Omakra 30 new dialysis machines for Kolebu.
No, your space.
The new urology nephrology center of excellence. No, your space for 30 machines.
For 30 machines.
Yeah, they call.
They are not very dialysis.
Yeah, it's very dialysis. But the good thing is that. And no, those machines, no. Hey, you see the open system, your closed system, the open system.
Mm-hmm.
Closed system, you can only get the consumer from one source. Although those machines are also very good, no.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, no. And no, sometimes there's a problem with the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't get the when you need because of the shipping line issues. The shipping
issues
around in the world at this time, no. Huh? And that's what does it. But then if you are using the open system now, and you know, you can source the consumer for a variety of sources and also making sure say you can get competitive pricing at the end, you know, that would help us. But then the company now you know more contract for the consumer was now more DNK a number of dialysis machines and you know. Initially, so it was quite a difficult relationship at a point because now we are no money in DDA, and now we haven't. So it was a bit of back and forth, but Omar, your changes been the company, and so they came to apologize to us yesterday for the way they've handled us, you know, as customers. And then the new rep has assured us they are securing 30 machines, which will be shipped into the country.
Na omo de no so aba be come.
No so aba county. Hopefully, you know, that should put us in a good position, because what's happened is that because of that, the patients have to queue.
Yeah.
You know,
a year 10 no CC. They also mu queue.
And then also when you have more redundancy now, it means that if a machine goes down, it doesn't affect the service very much. So it means you can have you know, routine maintenance, you know, regularly. And then the other thing is to say, if you have an emergency, the emergency doesn't have to wait for somebody to come on the machine before they get onto the machine.
That's true. It is the issues nearby, and was with how much people will pay to assess the service, no? And no much me resolve our issues now.
Okay, so the payment issues, no. There, it is not, it's been resolved partly but not fully.
Okay,
the home say the at the moment, no, in terms of the offer that is for, to every patient, what it costs in terms of the consumer of the Acadian Ebekumu to do the dialysis, no, each session, no, it will cost us around about this is the last time we did it was our 760,
but 760 Ghana cedis, okay, yes,
but then, exchange rate has changed, so definitely it will be now be probably more than 800. But then, if we are using the 760 figure, no, the figure that was approved by Parliament, 491 cities. So it means that for every session of dialysis that we are,
Mumulusu, we are using 200 and something cities,
almost 300 Ghana cities for each session of dialysis that we are offering. And so that is where we have to find ways of bridging that gap. Otherwise, the service becomes unsustainable.
Okay.
And so that is where we engage the philanthropists who have supported the dialysis Kolobo for so many years.
First Sky Group, no.
And so he's you know, going to continue to support us to bridge that gap. But then, and that's very, very welcome support. But then it won't bridge the gap entirely. So we still looking for how
need
more
to,
we can, you know, our other ways. So we have invited other philanthropists to come on board. You know,
it, stories are near kind say Kolobo shut down renal units in this annual and then for maintenance and for them.
Okay, so last year, recent one. Okay, so recent one, it was because now consumables are not arrived at the time we're expecting it, because the consumables placed more than last year. You know, also now last year, it should not yet the supply and the car.
Yes.
Now, a cana, if you allow me to explain to you how a cana buy, don't say from 2017 coming. No,
yes,
Kolobo has been offering free dialysis services to 230 patients.
Okay,
on the first guys,
so okay,
because now our patients couldn't afford
a Semba FM,
so many of them were dying. And you know, we're reaching out to various philanthropists to come
to
and support.
Help. Okay.
You know? And so this first guy came on board, and so they decided to pay two sessions of dialysis every week for you know, this number of people.
Okay.
So when we worked at the mass, it came to about 1 million cities every quarter. So that's what they were paying.
Okay.
To support the service. So
okay.
Everything was progressive. So far, for the Kolobo patients, for 2017 they were not paying anything for dialysis. You know, and so that's what kept them going. In fact, the team from West Africa College of Physicians, Ebesra Kolobo, for accreditation. Now, Mobile, they were very impressed. In fact, they said that we have the best, outcome in terms of the quality of life of our patients, how long we've kept the patient alive. Because some patients have been on dialysis 8 years, 10 years near there, and they are still walking around. Well, you know, so that is a testament to the hard work that Kolobo is doing.
Okay.
So, problem ba Mususu and Boyechi, because there are a lot of people, Professor Boyema and Dr. Kwachi, nominally the team of Nese, they are very passionate about the patients, and that is why, you know, they go through every effort to make sure, say, they are giving service to the patients. But then, during COVID, the company had challenges with
production,
finances.
Okay,
because every company had a financial crunch, and you know, they weren't able to keep up with the payments at that time. But the first guy, owner, Mr. Kutoche, was so committed. Said, whatever. In fact, there was a time, Krana, he made some payment to us. Now he had to delay paying his own workers just so he could meet that commitment. So that's how committed this man was. You know, but then. You know, Bema Baby. he did his bit, but that time, the day wasn't there.
Yeah.
So we had to take a decision. Say, and I say, you be jai free service now, yeah, man. And now say, you be twasu in the hope, say, one day.
Sikanebeba.
So, but in him say, you can see jai daily service now.
Nipa be wu.
Maybe a number of them are, sir, one day, and betwom.
Yeah.
So we decided, say, no, like as president can, you know, we know how to, you know,
maybe bring the economy back and not how to bring lives back. Yeah.
So we decided, say, no, let's continue this. So that's how come, you know, so by 2022, no, now Papa, no, in Namincha, now he had made good his promise and paid back. But then, euro and the car,
consumables.
So into 1 month, what happened to the exchange rate in 2022?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just sense kind of to euros, so not just an
enso,
and that's how come that 4 million debt. So it was basically because we are trying to, keep our patients alive, you know, and that's why we feel say a car there is better to have a debt than to have dead people.
Sure.
You know, so that's what it was, you know. So, and so God be so good, no. Minister of Finance came in, and then the two SS can. The two SS can we know. Last year, you know, our mama says that he try. And the try and yeah order. So from last year, yeah, she him say the new consumment baby can you say from March. Almost say they are packing AC, you know, South Africa. Yeah, they ba, you know, and they are buying date. Date nature. So this was, and of course, phone call, emails, back and forth. I guess we do. I think end of June or beginning of July, and they do. We do Temaha.
Nah, clearing it from Temaha.
Clearing. We need the documentation from the shipping line. We listen, get the document from the shipping line. So normally, all my mistakes being to know, and also, you know, so unfortunately, it was just an unfortunate series of events, and a creative and so when we realize, we're literally running out. So we say, in the outpatients, no, among Tiasena. And the more accessing service in other, because the other facilities in Accra but the only thing they say, those facilities are more expensive.
Yeah.
And then the patients don't say what they get in Kolobo is of the best quality. Exactly. So that was the challenge. In the answer, you have the person because we're still trying to see the emergencies in the meantime.
Yeah.
So that you know, then they could try, you know, so that was what that was.
Did you see another Mark Lenny report?
If I hear Kasey Kram stores after go so there were two containers. They buy 120-foot. We say you create two containers, 120-foot container, 140-foot container. Because of this delay in shipping, into tuning now by the same time.
Okay.
Because of the delay.
Okay.
But one should have arrived earlier, and then the other one later. But then the two arrive at the same time. You clear 20-footer one, and the 40-foot one is in the process of being cleared as we speak. But then, fortunately, because we had to also take some other, so we got one of the supplies to also airlift. Some of the consumables to us, exactly. So that's how we were able to resume the outpatient services. We apologize for the inconvenience to our patients, but it is not because of a lack of effort and as a lack of sensitivity to the applied, but because of some of these challenges that were beyond the immediate control of the institution.